Greetings, friends. Episode 2742 of Side Hustle School. This is also going out on the 4th of July. So happy Independence to all who celebrate Independence. It is an American holiday, but of course, Independence is one of our core values here on Side Hustle School, helping people make extra money without quitting their jobs so that they can do more of what's important to them. And my hope is that something about this podcast helps you as well. Today, we're going to hear from a Detroit food truck owner who revs up a ghost kitchen. It is, in fact, a Throwback Thursday episode, because today is Thursday, at least on the calendar. So we're going to catch up with this Motor City food truck owner who expands their culinary reach by venturing into the mysterious world of ghost kitchens. It's a spooky story, but here we are in July. Guess I should have saved it for October, but it's actually not really spooky, right? A ghost kitchen is just a restaurant that is not a restaurant. Does that make sense? Well, it's a restaurant you can't go to. It's a restaurant that just does delivery, basically, often through the world of all these delivery apps that so many of us use all the time, whether it's DoorDash or Uber Eats, Postmates, Grubhub, maybe there's something else where you live. But these days, a lot of us get food delivered. And sometimes we do pickup as well. But, you know, life has kind of changed to where food just comes to our door, which is nice. Anyway, last week in this segment, we heard from a savvy school teacher who discovers a lucrative side hustle in reselling returned goods on Amazon. So today, let's talk about this ghost kitchen in Detroit. What have they learned since we first featured them? They've actually learned a number of things. So hopefully this will be helpful to somebody out there. And even if you're not interested in the world of restaurants, I always encourage you to listen to these stories. They only take a few minutes, and ask yourself, like, what does this inspire me to do? You know, maybe this gives me an idea for my next side hustle, or how to grow my side hustle, or something I don't want to do. That's also acceptable, right? So we just want to kind of nudge you along day by day with a little bit of an action step as well. So I'm going to hand the mic over to today's storyteller. I'll have a few words of wrap up at the end. Thank you so much for listening.
There. It's the mastermind behind Motor City Munchies coming at you from the heart of Detroit. When we last spoke, I was driving around in my trusty food truck, serving up signature Detroit-style pan pizza. Well, get ready, because my culinary journey has taken a spooky twist. As much as I loved the food truck life, I couldn't ignore the growing popularity of food delivery apps. People were craving the convenience of having their favorite meals brought right to their doorstep. That's when I had my light bulb moment. It was time to expand my business by opening a ghost kitchen. Now, for those unfamiliar with the term, a ghost kitchen is a commercial cooking space that exclusively prepares meals for delivery without a storefront or dining area. It's kind of like a culinary speakeasy, hidden from view, but delivering meals to the masses. Now, I found the perfect spot for my ghost kitchen in an industrial area of Detroit, close to downtown, but off the beaten path. I outfitted the space with state-of-the-art equipment, including two big ovens perfect for churning out my pan masterpieces. One of the biggest challenges was adapting my food for delivery. I had to ensure that the pizzas would arrive at customers' doors just as hot and fresh as they were when they left my kitchen. So, I invested in special packaging and experimented with different cooking techniques to guarantee the best possible experience. Marketing my ghost kitchen was a whole new ball game. I couldn't rely on the eye-catching allure of my food truck to draw in customers, so instead, I focused on building a strong online presence, partnering with popular food delivery apps, and leveraging social media to spread the word. I even got creative with my branding, embracing the whole ghost theme with promo codes like Ghost Bites for special discounts. The response was amazing. Orders poured in from week one, and my ghost kitchen was buzzing with activity. So much so that I had to hire additional staff and expand my delivery radius to keep up with the demand. It was a thrill to know that my deep dish creations were satisfying cravings across the city, even if my customers couldn't see where the magic was happening. In fact, that's been one of the biggest challenges for the delivery apps. Sometimes I have to turn off the system because our small ghost kitchen is overwhelmed with orders. The apps don't love it when you do that, however, so I'm trying to find the right balance. Looking back, taking the leap into the world of ghost kitchens was a game changer for my business. It allowed me to reach a wider audience, streamline my operations, and adapt to the changing landscape of the food industry. My advice for anyone in a similar position is to never lose sight of what makes your food special, because that's what'll keep your customers coming back for more. As for me, I'm always cooking up new ways to grow my business.
All right, I hope you enjoyed today's update, today's story. As I said, happy Independence Day for anybody out there in the United States, of course, but elsewhere as well. Celebrate your freedom, your independence, and do something for yourself. Do something for your side hustle, for not just for the sake of your side hustle, right? But the whole point of your side hustle is to support your life so you can do what is important to you. As always, let me know who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,700 total episodes, in fact. And you can always find us in some resources and such at sidehustleschool.com. I'm writing a newsletter this year all about mental health, yearofmentalhealth.com. Today's notes, 2,742. That's the episode number. You can find it on the website. So much more is coming up. Thank you for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.